Special guest time again here at WNRN. While two high-profiled politicians are stumping through Virginia, Sure Fine Guitar Man has been stomping through the Commonwealth this week. Chris Smithers' prowess on the sixth string is impeccable, consummate. His voice just oozes soul. His songs have been praised and acclaimed for a very long time, and his feet, always clad in the finest Italian leather, make for one swinging rhythm section. Chris is live tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea in Ashland, live tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge in downtown Charlottesville, and a spooky Halloween show with Chris a week from tonight at Wolf Trap in Vienna. Gives me a great pleasure to welcome back to WNRN Mr. Chris Smither. Hi, Chris.
Hey, how are you?
We're doing great. Good to see you again. It's been a long time since you and I did one of these radio jive things.
Too long.
We've done, I think, this is our fourth. Done a couple phoners and one in Florida, but it's always good to see you. Last time we were together, we were talking briefly about the virtue of gentlemanliness. That the older we get, we kind of like gentlemen.
That's right.
And hopefully we could evolve one day into one ourselves. I'm still struggling, but to me it seems like you're there. Do you feel like you've arrived?
Oh, Lord. That would be awful, wouldn't it, if I had to confess to being a gentleman? I'm not so sure.
That's a rare thing.
It's terrible. We might elect one president, though.
How about that? I think the topic came up. We were talking about Jesse Winchester, who you've covered several times.
Yeah, that's right.
And at the time, neither you or I had met him. Subsequently have. Have you?
Yes, I have. Very briefly.
Mine was brief, too.
Jesse, was he a gentleman?
He was, of course, a gentleman. He lives in Charlottesville. Hopefully he can join us at the Gravity Lounge tomorrow night.
That'd be nice.
It's been a while since the last record. We'll get to a new record in a little bit later on this morning, but you've got a glorious brand-new DVD out, One More Night with Chris. It's got you solo and you with a band and you playing at home and interviews. I'm happy with it. Are you?
Yeah, I am. It's one of those things that I don't pay a lot of attention to. It's in the same way that I don't pay a lot of attention to live records either. You know, it's just part and parcel of something that happens, and so we do it. And people were there with cameras, and basically, I'm just doing a show, and I don't really think of it as producing a product in the same way that I do. A new project with new songs and things like that, but if you combine that attitude with the fact that I always find it faintly embarrassing to look at myself on television.
That's why I'm in radio
on the screen. I had to watch it because I had to sort of pass on this and that and the other aspect of the whole thing. And I liked it very much, but it kind of embarrassed me that I like it. Whereas when I just listen to to CDs, just to the audio tracks, it quite pleases me if I like it, because it's sort of disembodied somehow. It's not quite as close to being me, but it's gotten a great response. I mean, people love it. There are other aspects of it that make it very hard for me to watch because I make a lot of faces that I'm not aware of making when I play, and yet when I watch myself, I just go, holy cow, do I really do that?
You mean like you're making funk faces?
Well, no, it's just unconscious twisting my mouth, this sort of sneer that comes across, when I hit certain notes. It's really other people like it, I find it upsetting.
Yeah. Speaking of filming type stuff, your music has been used in short films before. I remember The Ride back in the late 90s, but we've got our Virginia Film Festival starting up next week.
And a Pig's Ear, is that it?
And a Pig's Ear is not showing with us, but it's making the rounds at other film fests. Did you score a Pig's Ear?
No, I didn't. They were very high to use one of my tracks on it, and just basically it was just a permission, I didn't. I watched the film. They sent me a rough of it. It wasn't finished at the time, and I got the basic idea, and I okayed it, But I'm happy for them. It's done very well.
Okay, so it's not like you doing a Ry Cooter kind of thing.
No, I wish it were.
Well, hopefully there's some burgeoning film directors listening to us now, and they'll give you a call. You're holding your trusty magic twanger there, Chris. We sure would like to hear a live tune, but... You got not a cast on your fretting hand there, but a little thing. Are you
it's
good to go?
A splint.
A splint?
Yeah, it's part of my gentlemanly appurtenances.
It wasn't like you fell down and went boom and.
No, it's just, it's basically old age, you know. I got arthritis, this little bit of arthritis in the base of that thumb, and so if I wear this, it doesn't get any worse.
Good. Well, we'd love to hear a tune. What you want to play for us?
Well, this was the first song on the last CD.
Chris Smither live in the WNRN studios here at a Friday late for work. You can catch him live tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea in Ashland with Caroline Herring. Tomorrow night, Chris is in downtown Charlottesville at the Gravity Lounge, and a Halloween show is scheduled a week from tonight at the Barnes at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia. Open Up, as Chris told you, is the leadoff track to his most recent Leave the Light on Signature Sounds, which is coming on 3 years old now, Chris. And to my ears, Leave the Light On is what I call a career record, meaning it's the finest pound-for-pound, track-for-track effort that you've given us yet. Do you look at it as such?
I do. Yeah. You know, it makes me nervous having to go in. It was so much fun to make. It was so easy. It was so well received. It's one of those things that just feels like, my God, did I really do any work? You know, it was just one of those things where you just felt like you were having fun from the beginning to the end. And now, I'm in a familiar situation of feeling this sort of panic that, you know, am I ever going to get these tunes finished in time to go into the studio, which is like the end of January. And at the same time, there's this mountain behind me that I'm supposed to exceed in one way or another. You know, it's, you know, in a way it's like, I don't know, maybe you know, a baseball player having a career season, you know, and then the you know, is there any place to go but down? Can he actually do better than that? You know, you wonder. But,
yeah, it's interesting. John Hyatt did Bring the Family, right. Another Touchtone kind of considered career record. So when he went to do the follow-up, he brought the same band in, and it just wasn't happening.
Right.
So he said goodbye and brought in Sonny Landreth and the Goners and try a whole new band, whole different approach for Slow Turning. Leave the Light On was your second with David Goodrich producing. Right. You had special guests Tim O'Brien and Ola Bell.
Right.
So do you try on the upcoming follow-up? Are you going to use David for
I'm
a third
David,
charm type thing?
I'm working with David, but that's about where the similarity ends.
Okay.
You know, it's we're doing going to do a very stripped down thing. And the idea came to me when I was in the Netherlands. They have a big festival there called Blue Highways. It features almost exclusively American songwriters.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go. They told me, we'd love to have you come, Chris, but we don't do solo acts, you know. I said, okay, well, I could bring a trio, you know. And so I took David, and then another kid, Zach Trigano, who is a drummer, percussionist, was a very stripped down kid. Just he didn't even have a kick drum. He just the suitcase that he brings his cymbal in was the kick drum, and very simple stuff, you know. But he's a very inventive percussionist, and so it was just the three of us. We came off stage, and felt like we'd done a really really good set, and they handed us a CD of the set that they'd burned, you know, while we were doing it, just off the board. And about 2 weeks later, I was sitting in the car listening to it, and I said, man, this cooks. This just really cooks. And
I
called up David. I said, this is the way we should do the next record, and he agreed with me.
Well, the stripped-down drum set makes sense to me because you, a la Lightnin' Hopkins or John Lee Hooker, you know, I mentioned a few minutes ago, your foot is a one-man rhythm section too, so I would assume the drummer has to follow you.
Well, he does in a way, but you know, it's funny. You don't. It gets to the point where you don't think of it being following one way or the other. You know, he plays off of me.
Yeah.
But you know, there are certain. It sort of frees him up to do other things. You know, because he doesn't have to hold it down, and I feel the same way because I don't feel like I have to hold the whole thing down either. You know,
yeah.
It's not nearly as much work.
Frees the drummer up to do those bombs.
Yeah.
Chris Smither live here at the WNRN studios. Don't miss tomorrow night at Gravity. I have to miss the Ashland show with Caroline Herring. She was here, Chris, a few months ago, and within 30 seconds turned me into a drooling lap dog.
She's a sweetheart.
Oh, man. She messed me up for good.
Mm.
How about you messing us up for good with another live track?
Hang me on even more. Send me on a low one.
Chris Smither live for you Friday here at Late for Work at WNRN. One of his signature tunes, Link of Chain. That was on Up for the Lowdown, right?
Correct.
Ah, okay. Whew.
Good for you.
You can catch Chris live tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea in Ashland with Caroline Herring. Tomorrow night, it's the Gravity Lounge in downtown Charlottesville. In just a few minutes, we'll have a chance for you to win a pair of passes to tomorrow night's show. Or you can wait a week, dress up, go spend Halloween with Chris a week from tonight, 31st. He's at the Barnes at Wolf Trap in Vienna, Virginia. Chris Smither joining us live this Friday morning here at WNRN. Catch him tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea or tomorrow night at the Gravity Lounge. Chris, the last time you were in Charlottesville, you lost your daddy and you went on and did the show.
Yeah.
And He got you. Daddy gave you your first guitar. Am I correct?
He did. Yeah, he did. He was so impressed with the fact that I actually kept with it, playing this little ukulele that I'd discovered in the attic. And he bought me a guitar. I got the ukulele when I was 9. I think I stuck with it. I played it fanatically for almost 2 years. And then when I was 11, he gave me a guitar.
And we're sorry for your loss, but Daddy had a full, long life.
Oh, yeah, he's a very old man. He's 91. Yeah.
It's interesting how the circle of life spins, and now you're a daddy recently.
Yeah.
You went to China
and
got yourself a baby, beautiful girl, huh?
Yeah, she's 4 now. She's
4?
Yeah, now she tells me what to do. Almost old enough to help me sell CDs. I'm waiting for that.
Oh, man, make her work the merch table?
Oh, yeah, because I got a little speech for her already. My daddy says that if you buy a CD, I might get to go to college.
You actually, our listeners and your fans can check out, year before last, there was a real cool book published, 60 Things to Do When You Turn 60, and you contribute an essay, and your suggestion was start a family.
Yeah, become a parent, right? There's another book coming out, actually, this coming spring, in May, it's a collection of short stories by songwriters. They called me up and asked me if I wanted to contribute to this. And I can't even remember the name of the publisher, but I think it'll be pretty obvious.
Now, either fiction or nonfiction kind of short stories?
Oh, fiction. Short stories. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Because I know Chuck.
I think I'm the first story in the book.
Sweet. So I know Chuck Prophet is working on a road doggy kind of horror tales from the road.
Horror tales from the road.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I could give him some ideas.
Chris Smither, live here at WNRN, live at Ashland Coffee and Tea tonight in the Gravity Lounge tomorrow. What you want to play for us?
I'll play you Father's Day. This is the one that I wrote for Dad before he died.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Thursday past noon. He'll check out soon. He won't be long. He moves slow. He don't care. He says time's slow too. But he gets you there. There's what we'll call it when we won't recall what we hit it for.
WNRN sending love out this Friday morning to dads everywhere. Thanks to this morning's special in-studio guest, Chris Smither, who's live tomorrow tonight at Ashland Coffee and Tea in Ashland with Caroline Herring, and live tomorrow night in Charlottesville at the Gravity Lounge. Father's Day is off Chris's, what we've now declared his masterwork, Leave the Light On. If you're just joining us, Chris has revealed he and David Goodrich will go into the studio in January to both craft and bang out the follow-up. If we could get the Zen mixture of that, right?
Yeah, right.
We'll be there.
That's it.
In the past, before baby arrived, you averaged 150, 60 gigs a year. And you're not like old Bob Dylan, who we were talking about off the air, and his never-ending tour. I'm assuming that it's tougher now to go out.
I go home. You know, I've cut back a little on the dates. It's down to about 120 now, and I go home more often. I don't, you know, if I got days off, I don't stay out. I go back. You know,
what happens when those European tours pop up? You got to give those second thoughts.
I have to negotiate those with the daughter. Why do you have to go, Daddy? Well, I got to work, baby. You know.
Yeah.
Why do you have to work? Somebody's got to put beans on the table, but I don't like beans.
Why? Why?
Why? Yeah. Yeah. But I miss you. I mean, and that breaks your heart, but it makes you feel good at the same time. You know? Yeah.
Chris Smither live with us on WNRN. We talked about book projects and the CDs and DVDs. Are you fitting to put me out of a gig now? You're becoming a narrator. Have you narrated a?
Oh, I did narrate
Will Rogers' greatest Will Rogers. Hits. What's that about? We know who Will's about.
Yeah, it was just the guy who was producing the audio book or whatever it was. It is an audio book, right? And it's also a DVD. He just liked my voice, you know, and he said, "This is the guy I want." You know, went in. It was about 3 or 4 hours of work, you know, sitting in the studio, and you know, it had never occurred to me that that it would be as tightly controlled, you know, as it, you know, the way they want the emphasis, you know, I had a script which I had studied, yeah, you know, before.
So they coached you on punctuation
just everything, you know, every little thing, you know, which word got emphasized, where your voice falls, you know, and I would say, I think out of probably maybe 120 little speeches, you know, there might have been that many, or let's say there were 100. I think I maybe got 5 of them on my own hook, just right off the bat. Bam! I just said it. Good. That's what we want. And of course, most of those came towards the end, where I came to realize the sort of thing that they were looking for, because you unconsciously absorb those.
And because it might have been they were patterning what they wanted from you off of his own speech patterns,
yeah, that could
possibly
be too. I don't know, but in the end, you know, it all, you know, it sounded fine. It sounded fine to me. It was an interesting experience.
When I stumbled across that little bit of news info, I was curious whether there were some unreleased kind of Will Rogers writings that you might have glommed onto, put some Chris Smither grooves behind, a la Billy Bragg and Wilco Woody Guthrie.
It never occurred to me. Most of the stuff that they had me saying was pretty well-known things. Okay. You know, it was an overall documentary.
Well, greatest hits, that makes sense.
Right. Yeah.
Chris, this is a pleasure. It's always fun for me to hook up with you, sir, and we wish you and the new family well, and hopefully a slew of our listeners will join you tonight in Ashland with Caroline Herring at Ashland Coffee and Tea, and we'll pack the joint tomorrow at the Gravity Lounge. How about we're in an election season here, and it's just a 10 days away before we'll choose our new leader. So would you mind if we sent you out the door with a little diplomacy?
No, that's fine with me.
Boy, Lord, can we use some of that?